I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Michael. It's Liz and Mike from 105.1 The Buzz. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
Super excited to talk to you because I heard you're a psychologist and you're going to help us get our lives together while we're stuck at home.
Yeah, in just a matter of minutes. Sure.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
That's a quick fix.
I work fast. Yeah.
Oh, so do I. At least that's what I've been told.
So this is kind of our starting point. I'm trying to eat all the colors of Doritos right now. There's a red bag, a purple bag, a green bag, a redder bag. And you know, what should I be doing instead of eating my emotions?
You know, in the field of nutrition, there's a saying that says, eat the rainbow. So I think you're doing that. I would say keep doing what you're doing.
Are you seeing a lot of people, like, reaching out to you guys because they're just kind of going mad within the cabin fever type situation that everybody's experiencing right now?
There are a lot of people who are wanting to reach out, like telehealth is really, really, really taking off right now because people can't leave just to go to see a therapist, you know?
Yeah, so you could Skype the session, yeah.
Online therapy is really finding its place right now.
What do you suggest people do? Because I'll be honest, like, I know I joke around, but, like, I've been very anxious with the situation, and I send my husband out grocery shopping by himself, and when he gets home, I literally make him strip down naked in the garage and then Lysol himself and go shower.
And that was before the epidemic, or?
A little before, mostly now, though.
You're hardcore now.
Yes.
Generally, a lot of this is about learning to be aware of what you're saying to yourself about your situation. And by the way, talking to yourself is not a bad thing. We all do it. And the thing is, we got to be careful what we're saying when we're talking to ourselves, right?
Yeah, I can say some pretty mean things.
And so it's really important to kind of keep an eye on your attitude and the way you're thinking about the situation.
Do you have any, like, subtle suggestions of things that we can do?
Or tell ourselves
that we should be doing?
As far as getting through this, and you will, we all will, there are things that are just common sense that we hear all the time. Take care of yourself physically. Eat your rainbow of Doritos.
Yes.
Try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Eat decent food. Try not to overeat. Get whatever exercise you can. I have a friend who has found, like, a great workout routine on YouTube. I can't imagine doing that myself, but
I found a lot of workout routines on the internet, and most of them I can't talk about on the radio.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
And I guess it's like seeking some normalcy. If you have to stay home all day, still shower, right?
And here's something to keep in mind. One of the most driving forces in the field of human behavior is familiarity. As long as things feel familiar to us, we feel comfortable and we feel grounded and we feel that life is okay and normal, right? And it's not normal right now. So making a special effort to do the things that you normally do, do the things that are familiar. Even if you're not going to work every day, you still have to get up. Don't wear your pajamas all day. Take care of yourself. Eat well. Bathe. You know, watch your alcohol, tobacco consumption. You know, in other words, common sense things that we all know to do anyway. Just keep doing them. Add some extra effort behind them to try to be as normal as you can. Get up at the same time every day. Go to bed the same time every night.
Well, very cool. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us advice this morning. We super appreciate
you. You're very welcome. All righty. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.